Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, November 29th, 2005. Today's message is titled, Esther Moments. And the scripture text is from the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 14. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this. Today I had the opportunity to share a message in a chapel service at a Christian high school. Our daughter Esther attended this school for 2 years, and I spoke on her namesake, the great biblical character, Queen Esther. It's a message I especially believe young people need to hear, since the foundational truth is that God does indeed have a purpose for each one of us. One of my most formative discipling concepts I learned as a young Christian was the spiritual truth that God loves me and has a wonderful plan or purpose for my life. Esther is now 16, and we regularly seek to reinforce that God has a purpose for her life. Due to health problems, she's a heart kid, and some developmental setbacks, she may be somewhat limited as far as human potential, but she can in no way be limited from doing what God in His strength has called her to do. Every one of us can proclaim this truth. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Ask her what she is, and she will quickly tell you, I'm an overcomer. I recall hearing a teaching a number of years ago on Esther moments. These are those special times when God's purposes for our life is especially apparent. This concept is based on the daily text when Mordecai encouraged Esther to take a stand. The Jews faced annihilation, as they so often have throughout history, and Esther was in a position to act for their preservation. But Mordecai was confident that, in one way or another, the deliverance of the Jews would come. He says, "For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place." Amazingly, in the bigger picture, God's grand purposes are always fulfilled, with or without our cooperation. However, Mordecai challenged Esther to be the agent of God's deliverance. And who knows, he said, but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this. Today, all over the world, God is working through His people, accomplishing His purpose. At times, we can especially sense His work through us in a specific way. What a great joy these times are. And may the Lord grant all of us these Esther moments. However, at other times, we just may not immediately sense the significance of our obedience. But obedience always brings blessing. Let us stay faithful. This is the Daily Encouragement Net audio message. This very warm but windy Tuesday morning. I'm later than usual today, both due to the chapel service and taking my brother Mike to the airport. As most of you that follow this series are aware, a couple weeks ago my mother passed away, and now my final visitor from that time is leaving, my brother Mike, who lives in California. So I'm a little late today. Also, Brooksine is out. She had an appointment with Esther this morning, but she did write a prayer for me, and I'm going to read it today. It's our prayer for each listener this day. Jesus, sometimes I'm fearful when you speak to my heart about being obedient. You compel me, like you did Esther, to do or say something that's not within my comfort zone, and I fear the outcome. This often prevents me from stepping out in faith and following through with an obedient heart. Please remind me that there is a great blessing when I follow your leading. Help me not to fear the outcome, for that is in your hands. Thank you for your prompting and for entrusting to me to be a part of your grand purpose. Amen. This is a ministry called dailyencouragement.net. That is the name of the website, the location, dailyencouragement.net. You may have come across this through the email or perhaps the website, or some of you directly through the podcast. It's a great joy to share encouragement with God's people today. Stay faithful and encouraged.